got something for you.
We got.
Would you mortgage your future for a guy that is about to, on pace, to have 16 tackles, 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and 2 QB hits in his first game?
No, because the Falcons are going to make halftime adjustments, and that pace is going to go in a reverse trend.
Adams, he's Earl Thomas version 2.0. He's going to eat up George Kittle. George Kittle is having nightmares about Jamal Adams right now.
You can't even stop hating on the Falcons.
Oh, he had one pass. Good throw by Matt Ryan.
Gurley's running all over.
Garoppolo can't make that throw.
He's a box safety. He can't even stop Gurley. Gurley doesn't even have 2 healthy knees.
He's going to come downhill and just smack Garoppolo, and it's going to be Nick Mullins' show for the Niners the rest of the year.
Well, that's good reason we got Trent Taylor. We got Debo. We got – are you kidding me? We got them all. NFL is back.
The NFL is back. Too many games. Too many.
Hey, I got something for you because we represent the Pac-12, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go down to Jacksonville. Coug to a buff. Minshew to LaVisca. Did you see that?
I didn't. LaVisca already making his name known out of Colorado. Shake them dreads.
I mean, he started out as wide receiver 3. He might move his way up to wide receiver 2.
Hey, people are sleeping. I think Minshew's going to take Fournette. He probably put that, you know, finally I feel like I have a quarterback comment he made about Brady. He's probably got that above his bed. He stares at it at night. I wouldn't be surprised if Minshew's throws for 36-plus touchdowns this year.
Love it. Got one more thing. Zach Moss, Utes. He's getting some action in Buffalo.
Put it on the board.
He even caught a TD.
Yeah, you have Josh Allen running somewhat of a scheme. He's leading that team in rushing through halftime. But, yeah,
Zach Moss. And fumbles, too.
Hey, boom or bust with Mr. Allen. But, yeah, Zach Moss getting carries early on. First touchdown, congratulations. So we got 2 Pac-12ers. First touchdown, 2 rookies.
My third note, I got Ruggs in Vegas. John Gruden found himself a new toy. Now we know why they waited. They passed on Lamb. They passed on Judy. He wanted Ruggs. He's throwing the ball to him more than any of their other receivers.
Nelson Aguilar sighting, another Pac-12 player, former Trojan. The Raiders got it going. Josh Jacobs looks pretty good on the ground. So, all in all, I think our West Coast teams are leading in the early games.
And don't forget,
Jamal Adams.
McCaffrey, Stanford grad, number 1 fantasy football pick for many, 99 Madden rating. He already got a touchdown. He's looking good as well.
You don't want to listen to me and Adams, do you? Just because you know it's going to haunt George Kittle.
You make it sound like the Niners only have 1 play, and that's to throw the ball to Kittle.
That's all they do have.
We got Mostert. We got McKinnon. We got Tevin Coleman. Tevin Campbell's that R&B singer from the 80s. I wish we had him. We got Ayuk. Trent Taylor. We got Trips, right?
We'll see tonight. Is the game going to be played? Boogie said the air is fine. And Kyler Murray is going to run all over that defense today.
Well, Kyler is going to run over that defense. I'm just hoping the Niners can run over that Cardinal defense as well. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think both Jess and K-Boogie said it would be a high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the first time. There's no preseason. It's interesting to me because there's no preseason, so defensive coordinators couldn't see anything of opposing teams' playbooks. And then you got, you know, so you can't scheme for him. So it's more or less this, you know, you're kind of trying to make adjustments on the fly, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's talking about the impact of, like, no preseason or lemon preseason with the players and the refs. What about the guy in the red zone channel? He had to go triple box early on. He had to know which players were who. I was impressed. He came out. He's a pro.
He is a pro. What's his name? Chris?
I don't even know his name. He's a pro, though.
He is a pro. Bills rolling the Jets. The Jets look horrible.
Awful. Darnold, USC.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be a long haul for the Jets.
Yeah. Cam Newton stepped in, played well for the Patriots, hitting Edelman, scoring a touchdown. He didn't. I thought he was going to get a little Superman, yeah, but he just went.
He did the Superman after his first rushing TD. Robert Kraft was up, just giving the golf claps. New England is who they are. They'll get busted by the Hawks. The Hawks D looks better, more improved. LJ Collier already with the sack, like Jeff said, he's much improved. So, you know, you had Gurley with the kind of the soft over the top touchdown, but hey.
But you called it. You wanted to see Russ come out, be aggressive early, make some plays, and not wait until the fourth quarter. And hey, it looks like he's scrambling and he's doing that.
Here's the thing. I think what you see is they talk about let Russ cook. He's not going deep downfield. But what they're doing is, you talked about adjustments. They're not exposing anything beyond 5 yards. Like, everything's check downs or little, you know, you saw Greg Olsen already get his first catch. But he's not cooking yet. He's just warming things up.
He's just simmering?
He's preheating right now.
He put the oven to 350.
He's preheating right now. He's chopping up his ingredients. He knows what he's going to do second half. The Hawks shouldn't have an issue. Brady's Saints, Bucks.
Yeah. You know what I love about that is ESPN's coming out and saying that the Saints wanted Brady. They thought Breeze was going to retire right before kickoff. Just a little added motivation for both players.
Here's a storyline to follow. We asked Giselle, you know, sometime 4 years ago where he'd want to go play. And he said he, you know, wanted to go play for Saints. Is that really a storyline?
Now it is, because they're just trying to create a storyline for the NFL game of the week.
All right. So my Hawks, we want to know.
Oh, wow. They're only up 14-12.
We haven't even started cooking. Like, we're just – this is called rope-a-dope. This is what the Hawks do all the time. And now we'll go big plays. You haven't seen Metcalf get in the offense. You've seen Lockett make a few catches. But second half, we're going big. K win. Jamal Adams will get his first bold prediction. First interception as a Hawk in the second half.
Okay.
Week one, defensive player of the week.
Wow, you're loving this.
Stick it to K-Win. Love it.
Wow. The only one playing worse than the Jets are the Browns. I don't know if Baker's going to make it. Odell Beckham, here's my bold prediction. He's going to have more temper tantrums this game than receptions, and it's coming in the second half because he's only got two catches so far.
You know what I think will happen? He might enter into the transfer portal at halftime.
Hey, Niners need a receiver.
Exactly. You might see him in Santa Clara by the time the game's over. Give me a direct flight, chartered, wheels up, I'm out. He's on the sidelines with Garoppolo. I could see that happening. The Browns are abysmal. Mayfield is about to become the next Johnny Manziel.
Phillip Rivers, looking good in Indy so far.
Indy's weird to me. Like, they have like three running backs who are all – Jonathan Taylor's a rookie, but Nyheim Hines is getting his now.
Mm-hmm. Marlon Mack.
That's the backfield of a fantasy. You don't want anyone in that backfield because it's and then you're just pissed off when your guy doesn't get in the end zone. Like, if you drafted Jonathan Taylor high and you just watched Nyheim Hines get in the end zone twice –
you just threw your phone in the ocean if you live in LA.
Your laptop's cracked in half. The most frustrating part of fantasy. Never draft a running back where you don't have both of them, but you don't want to play both of them, so it's a crapshoot. And probably this week, those had Jonathan Taylor or Marlon Mack guessed wrong.
The only other two games, we got Chargers coming up playing Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's debut. And then we got the Sunday night game of the week, Rams versus America's team. Excuse me, versus Pork's team. Are you going to text Pork and get some action?
I might. Miles Austin still on the team?
His boy from New Jersey.
Ooh. Ravens all over the Browns.
Yeah.
Eagles doing what they should against Washington. Patriots probably figuring out. The Pack have put up 22 at half. Aaron Rodgers with two touchdowns. Davante Adams getting his 9 receptions. 103 yards.
Let me ask you this. Since the Seahawks already have their first win and Jamal Adams is going to Canton right after the game, what games are you going to watch the second half? What are you going to focus in on?
Well, no, I want to watch the thing I want to watch the second half of the Hawks game is I want to see Russ really start cooking. Like, I want to see some, you know, deep over the middle, three wide stretch, go down the field. He only had one throw, probably more than 20 yards, and he got a flag with Lockett. So I think
I want to see Metcalf in the game. Feed him. He's hungry.
The thing is, he's been in the game, but he's, you know, he's a guy that you need against smaller cornerbacks, and I think they had he had two targets, and they were all over him. He's had a tough time getting off the line, but I think they'll free him up. You'll see Lockett and Metcalf with at least 10 receptions between them in the second half. That D-line looks much improved. Gurley, again, got the soft touchdown. He's on my team, so I'm thankful for that. But
I'm watching Raiders-Panthers. I think that's the best game in the morning in terms of it's going to be the closest, and it's going to come down to the wire.
How's Teddy Bear doing?
He's doing all right.
15 for 22 for 124. Derek Carr looks good. We talked about that. You give Derek Carr some weapons.
Yeah.
He's a halfway decent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're living up to, I guess, his receiving corps is living up to what they need to do. And Josh Jacobs is just going to grind.
Stud.
Absolutely grind. So, Renfro getting a couple catches. He is the next Edelman.
Yeah.
If Cooper Kupp's better than Edelman, we'll slide Hunter Renfro in there for Julian.
Is Renfro – he's Clemson, right?
Renfro's a Clemson guy, yeah. Guy, the Bears offense.
Looked brutal.
Mitch Trubisky.
He looks awful.
Eight of 20. 8 of 20, K-Win.
It was so bad. His receiver did a quick route, cut inside. He thought it was a slant, and the receiver just was like, put his head down. Like, just like, who is it? Like, you could just see the nonverbal communication. Like, no.
But who, do you go to Nick Foles?
Yes. The Mitch Trubisky experiment is over. Dunzo.
He had one good year, one decent year. That second year, he came out, had a great year, and he's been garbage since.
I don't think it's over quite yet, but if the Bears go 0-3, it's over.
It's done.
Yeah.
Who do you get for him, though? Him and Baker are in the CFL?
They're just retired hanging out with Manziel.
That's probably – that's the sit down Nagy's going to have with them. Listen, son, you've had a good run. You made tens of millions of dollars. You played one season at Carolina. Everyone became enamored with you, and you got the second pick, got a big payday. But you've seen you can't play in this league. So you have two options. You can let the XFL come back, and The Rock might put you on a team. You go up and play for Edmonton, or you just go live it up. Drain your meal, like invest well and go live in Vegas or do whatever you want to do.
I got a third option. You go the Colt McCoy route. He's been a backup quarterback forever.
That's true. You can do who's our guy? Who's the quarterback that's made 42 mil?
Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels, the guy from Missouri. He's making 42 mil. Yeah, I mean, Trubisky. That'd be a tough negotiation.
I'll give a fourth option, Mitch. You could come on and be our WST NFL insider.
Mitch, get me a latte.
He's our rook.
Mitch, you pick up my dry cleaning?
Oh.
Football is back. Football's back. All right, here's the opening kick, second half. Jess missed on her prediction. Unfortunately, our first play from scrimmage was going to be a zone left to Carson, but Russ got sacked. Carson's looked good.
Yeah.
Really good. One-handed catch out of the backfield. I think he's got 3 to 4 receptions, 2 touchdowns. Let Russ cook.
Russ cook. You know what? Let K-Win get back to the second half of this Raiders-Panthers game.
You officially part of Raider Nation?
No, I just want to see it. I think that's the best morning game. All the other games are hot garbage, like Arizona defense.
Hot garbage, just like the 49ers D tonight.
Wow.
Maul Adams, headed to Canton.
Yeah, he might. WSC Podcasts, we're everywhere you get your podcasts. Stitcher, iHeart, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Email us, WSTPodcastShow@gmail.com. We're also Instagram and Twitter, WSD_podcast. K-Win, Big Ben, NFL football.
Boom.
Boom.
Probably shower before this next time.